This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Election day is 1 week from today, and it's too late to return ballots by mail. Instead, officials suggest ballots should be taken to a drop box or a voter service center. The state has more than quadrupled the number of centers and drop boxes compared to the election in 2018. You can find a drop-off site and track your ballot at govotecolorado.gov. Ballots must be received by county election officials no later than 7 p.m. on November 3rd. The Denver City Council rejected a huge contract for a private security company Monday night. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
Allied Universal was in the running to make up to $25 million over the next 5 years, but its local reputation upended the company's chances. Its guards were involved in the brutal beating of Denver artist Rivero Stinnett in 2018. Allied would have taken over security at city government buildings, but the council killed the contract with a 7-6 vote. The company had upped its training requirements, hired an equity consultant to audit the company, and agreed to participate in a group aimed at bridging gaps between private security firms and the public. But it wasn't enough to sway the majority of city council. David Sachs, Denverite.
Colorado ski season starts tomorrow. Wolf Creek will open 3 lifts on Wednesday after the recent snowstorm dropped 22 inches on that part of southwest Colorado. Neither Loveland nor A-Basin, which are often the first to open, have announced their start dates for the season. Colorado weather is mostly sunny for most of the rest of the week, with temperatures getting warmer day by day. This is CPR News.